Translation and Purple by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In this way, assuming the sentiment of a devotee, he preached devotional service while practicing it himself. Purple. When Rupa Goswami met Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, Allahabad, he offered his respectful obeisances by submitting that Lord Chaitanya was more magnanimous than any other avatar of Krishna, because he was distributing love of Krishna. His mission was to enhance love of Godhead. In the human form of life, the highest achievement is to attain the platform of love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya did not invent a system of religion, as people sometimes assume. Religious systems are meant to show the existence of God, who is then generally approached as the cosmic order supplier. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental mission to distribute love of Godhead to everyone. Anyone who accepts God as the supreme can take to the process of chanting Hare Krishna and become a lover of God. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous. This munificent broadcasting of devotional service is possible only for Krishna himself. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has taught the philosophy of surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who has surrendered to the Supreme can make further progress by learning to love him. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement propagated by Lord Chaitanya is specially meant for those who are cognizant of the presence of the Supreme Godhead. The ultimate controller of everything. His mission is to teach people how to dovetail themselves into engagements of transcendental loving service. He is Krishna teaching his own service from the position of a devotee. The Lord's acceptance of the role of a devotee in the eternal form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is another of the Lord's wonderful features. A conditioned soul cannot reach the absolute personality of Godhead by his imperfect endeavor. And therefore it is wonderful that Lord Sri Krishna in the form of Lord Gauranga has made it easy for everyone to approach him. Sri Damodar Goswami has described Lord Chaitanya as Krishna himself with the attitude of Radharani, or a combination of Radha and Krishna. The intention of Lord Chaitanya is to taste Krishna's sweetness in transcendental love. He does not care to think of himself as Krishna because he wants the position of Radharani. We should remember this. A class of so-called devotees called the Nadiya Nagris or Gaura Nagris pretended that they have the sentiment of gopis toward Lord Chaitanya. But they do not realize that he placed himself not as the enjoyer Krishna but as the enjoyed. The devotee of Krishna, the concoctions of unauthorized persons pretending to be bona fide, have not been accepted by Lord Chaitanya. Presentations such as those of the Gaura Nagris are only disturbances to the sincere execution of the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is undoubtedly Krishna himself, and he is always non-different from Srimati Radharani. But the emotion technically called Vrippalamba Bhav, which the Lord adopted for confidential reasons, should not be disturbed in the name of service. A mundaner should not unnecessarily intrude into affairs of transcendence and thereby displease the Lord. One must always be on guard against this sort of devotional anomaly. A devotee is not meant to create disturbances to Krishna. As Srila Rupa Goswami has explained, devotional service is anukulena, or favorable to Krishna. Acting unfavorably towards Krishna is not devotion. Kamsa was the enemy of Krishna. He always thought of Krishna, but he thought of him as an enemy. One should always avoid such unfavorable so-called service. Lord Chaitanya also accepted the role of Radharani, and we should support that position, as Sarup Damodar did in the Gambira, the room where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri. He always reminded Lord Chaitanya of Radha's feelings of separation, as they are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya appreciated his assistance. But the Gauranagris who placed Lord Chaitanya in the position of enjoyer and themselves as he's enjoyed are not approved by Lord Chaitanya or by Lord Chaitanya's followers. Instead of being blessed, the foolish imitators are left completely apart. Their concoctions are against the principles of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The doctrine of transcendental enjoyment by Krishna cannot be mixed up with the doctrine of transcendental feelings of separation from Krishna in the role of Radharani. Jai. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshush Unmilitam Tena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pajarine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastachade Satarine. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasti Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnu Bhutale Shrimati Shivaram Swami Iti Namine Vancha Kaupa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Piritanam Bhavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. So this class is meant to be speaking about the munificence or magnanimous qualities of Lord Chaitanya. And I might say something a bit about inclusivity as well. I'm not sure about community of love, but I'll say something. So when Srila Rupa Goswami first met Lord Chaitanya, he quoted this prayer. It's a very popular prayer. I think we all know it. You should do, because you need to know it in order to offer prasadam. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaur Tveshe Namaha. He's saying, you are the most magnificent incarnation. You are Krishna himself coming in the form of Radha and Krishna combined. And you are taking the golden color of Srimati Radharani. And you are widely distributing Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. So Lord Chaitanya, he is the most magnanimous. You can see in Kali Yuga, people are so disqualified. We have, in Kali Yuga, we have no good qualities. We have no, hardly anyone has any sukriti from their previous life. Right? And people are suffering like anything in this material world. That there is no doubt. And so the Vedas are saying, in order to get out of this material world, we have to take up spiritual life. And Krishna says, "Sarva Dharma Pratyaja," give up everything, give up and fully surrender to me. But you can see that is very difficult. It's not so easy to fully surrender to Krishna, is it? Easier said than done. There are so many rules and regulations we have to follow. And like I said previously, in Kali Yuga, people have no good qualities. We can barely remember what we did yesterday. You know, what do you speak of? Reading scripture and remembering everything, and you know, like he did in previous ages. And also the yogis in previous ages, they had to perform so many austerities. They had to meditate for thousands and thousands of years in Satya Yoga just to achieve, to get out of this material world and achieve perfection. But Lord Chaitanya, because he's the most magnanimous, he's giving it very easily in Kali Yuga to us. Otherwise we'll be lost. Yeah. You know, sometimes you're walking past the shop and it says 50% sale, right? And you think, oh, I need a new pair of shoes. Let me go in. And they say, oh, we've only got one pair left and it's size 13. If you want your shoes to fit you, you have to pay the full price. Yeah. But with Lord Chaitanya and the Sankirtan movement, there's 100% sale. Lord Chaitanya is having 100% sale. And one size fits all. everyone's included. There's no, it's inclusive. It's for everyone. Very, very easy. There's no qualification, actually. Lord Chaitanya has made it so easy. Right? Just like when you go to a job interview. Sleeping at the back now. Anymore. Saridar with his job in 30 minutes. When you go to a job interview, what is the first question they ask you? Yeah, that's one question. No, they say, what is your qualification? Right? Do you have a degree? Do you have A-levels? What positive thing can you give our corporation? What can you do to enhance our company? We want to know. Yeah. But Lord Chaitanya doesn't ask those questions. He never asks. You need to fill in this application form. What are your qualifications? All right? Everyone's qualified. If Jagai Maidai will walk through that door today and said, hey, Parama, Prabhu, we want to join the Veda course. Actually, they probably wouldn't say Prabhu. They'll say, oi, we want to join the Veda course. What would the response be? Come back in 10 years, right? But of course, you've got to be practical, haven't you? Prabhupada said, no crazies or lazies allowed in the temple. But it doesn't exclude the crazies or lazies. They're just not allowed to live in the temple. But Lord Chaitanya's movement is still for the lazies and crazies, because Kali Yuga is full of them. Not everyone's going to be like a university graduate, educated, coming from a rich family. There's going to be crazies and lazies. So Lord Chaitanya is getting everyone. Just like Vishnu John Prabhu said in a famous lecture, no one escapes the net of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, he's throwing this huge net, and he's like, Lord Chaitanya is like fishing, he's getting everyone in this net. I met someone on book distribution many years ago, and this guy, he was at the end of the day, and he said to me, you tried to sell me a book 14 years ago. And I said, oh, really? He was an older guy. He was in his 70s, actually. He said, yeah, 14 years ago you tried to sell me a book. And then I remembered, actually. You know, sometimes Krishna gives you an intelligence to remember certain people. I can remember his attitude and everything. I remember trying to get him to take a Bhagavad Gita, and he was like, I don't need that. You know, I'm doing really well. You know, I've got a business, I've got a loving wife, I've got so many things. I remember that. And now he told me this story, how within those 14 years, everything had changed. He lost his wife, lost his daughter, and lost his business, everything. And he tried to commit suicide. He was, one night he went to the railway line and lay across the railway line, waiting for a train to come. But lucky for him, the trains in England are always late. If it was India, they probably would have had like 5 or 6 in an hour, right? But anyway, after 2 hours of laying on the railway track, he got up. And he said, why don't I die? Why am I not dead? And I said, the reason why you're not dead is because 14 years ago, I tried to get you to take this book, and you didn't want it. And now's your second chance. This is your second chance to take it. And actually, knowing his attitude, I didn't even ask for any money. I said, it's a gift, it's for you. So he managed to get the book. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy somehow. Whether people want it or not, Lord Chaitanya is giving it to them. Last week we were in Camden Town doing Harinam. Saturday, it was packed. If anyone's been to Camden Town on a Saturday, you know, it's packed with people, thousands and thousands of people. Thousands of people, and the devotees are there chanting. And hardly anyone is interested in Krishna consciousness. They're just aimlessly running around, doing, I don't know what do they do, in and out of the shops, drinking coffee. And I wanted to use the toilet, so I went to the toilet. There was some platform made, and you had to go up to the top, and there was a huge queue of people, and you had to pay £1 to use the toilet. So, and I thought, okay, forget this. So they're trying to enjoy, but they can't even use the toilet. So what sort of enjoyment is this? This is Kali Yuga. But you can see hardly anyone's interested in Krishna consciousness. You know, some people may stop and listen for a while, but they're not interested. But Lord Chaitanya, you see, he's so merciful, he doesn't care whether they're interested or not. He will still give it to them. Because even though they're standing there or they're walking by, something, the mantra will go in somehow. They will hear something. And just by that once hearing the Maha Mantra, then their spiritual life has begun. This is the magnanimous qualities of Lord Chaitanya. It's amazing, actually. And even if they don't want to hear, even if they don't hear, they'll get stopped by a book distributor. They'll take a book. So this is all. This movement is a manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's magnanimous qualities of mercy. And we're all part of it. So, actually, we hear how magnanimous Lord Chaitanya is. But in order to really appreciate that quality, you really have to know what Lord Chaitanya has come to give, what it is he's giving. So Srila Rupa Goswami says in the Vidagva Madhava 1.2, Anapita iti charam charat karuna vitirna kalo samapuyutam ujvalarasam svabhakti shriyam. He's saying that there are so many unlimited incarnations of God. None of them are giving what you are giving, what Lord Chaitanya is giving. Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous. Why? Because Ujjvala Rasam, he's giving conjugal, madhurya, conjugal love, that love which is between Radha and Krishna. Svabhakti Shriyam. And he's experiencing it himself. So he's giving it by experiencing it. So this is actually a very high subject matter. But actually Lord Chaitanya is giving the highest thing. So the Sankirtan movement started in Mayapur, in a house of Shiva's Thakur, Shiva Sangam. And there Lord Chaitanya would chant and dance for many, many hours. All through the night, Lord Chaitanya would dance and chant. But only certain devotees were allowed to enter into this kirtan. And the people outside, they would listen, the Brahmins would listen and would say, what are these mad people chanting all night? They're crazy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Why are they chanting this mantra? So it said that Lord Chaitanya actually started his Vrindavan Leela pastimes in the house of Shivas Thakur, Shiva Sangam. So Vrindavan and Mayapur were non-different. Gaura Leela, Krishna Leela are actually non-different. Because what Lord Chaitanya is giving, he's giving Krishna Leela. The Rasa Stali was in a house of Shivas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya was dancing. He's Radha and Krishna combined. So he's dancing with the gopis. So that is what he's giving. So in Vrindavan is Madhurya Ras, which Madhurya is very sweet. It's a very sweetness from Krishna. Krishna and the Vajravasis, especially that of the gopis. But in Gaura Leela, it's Udariya. Udariya Leela. Udariya means that he's distributing Madhurya, sweetness of Madhurya, or the wholesale distribution of the sweetness of Madhurya throughout the whole world. And he's giving it to everyone freely. So Krishna is like sweetness personified. And Radharani, she's attached to this personification of sweetness, Krishna. And Krishna is thinking, oh, what is this sweetness? Why is Radharani so attached to me? Let me experience this. Let me experience this sweetness. So then he comes as Lord Chaitanya. He's experiencing this highest thing. And the pinnacle is Madhurya, and the pinnacle is Mahabhava, what Radharani is experiencing. And because Radharani is so, she's actually the most merciful and the most compassionate. And Lord Chaitanya, he's experiencing the mood of Radharani. And that's why he is so magnanimous, because of Srimati Radharani actually. And he's giving it, he's experiencing it so much. It's like when you're pouring water in a cup and it overflows. He has no choice. He has to just give it freely, give it to everyone. And it's all inclusive. It's for everyone. No one's left out. Yeah. It says that the degree we surrender to Lord Chaitanya, to that degree we will understand Vrindavan. There's a verse. Where's that go? So, yeah, I can't remember. If you're not worshipping Lord Chaitanya, then it's useless to become a devotee of Krishna. And if you're not worshipping Krishna, it's useless to become a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. So, they're linked. So Lord Chaitanya, it said that when he was traveling around Varanasi, all the people, he would stay in one place, and all the people would gather outside like huge crowds of people, just because they wanted to see the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. And they will be shouting, we want to see your beautiful face. So then Lord Chaitanya decided, but he would still come out even though they were causing a disturbance, disturbing his bhajan, he would still come out and give them mercy. But later on, he would stay in Chandrasekhar's house because his house was built. There's a huge wall around his house, so that no one could see. So he had more privacy. So Lord Chaitanya's weapon is... Does anybody know what Lord Chaitanya's most important weapon is? Yeah. His beauty, actually. Yeah, he has many weapons. Holy name, the devotees. But his beauty, he's attracting everyone with his beauty. With his beauty. When he was in Vrindavan, there was one Maharashtrian Brahmana who would regularly visit Mahaprabhu. And when he would see Mahaprabhu, it was like he was drinking nectar with his eyes. And he would come back every day just to see Lord Chaitanya with his eyes and drink the nectar of Lord Chaitanya. When he was at home, it would be like he's bereft of something. So he kept coming back. And that's right. Yeah. And he wasn't very happy because Prakashananda Saraswati, the impersonalist Mayavad Sannyasi, he was criticizing Lord Chaitanya. So he had this Brahmana had a plan. He said, I'll invite Lord Chaitanya to my house and invite all these sannyasis, and then Lord Chaitanya would defeat them. So he said that as soon as they walked in, these sannyasis, when they saw Lord Chaitanya, their minds completely changed. They saw his beauty and his humility, and they completely changed. And in their minds, they were thinking that to this person, he's attained oneness with Lord Narayan. He must have. So then they all stood up and they offered respect to Lord Chaitanya. And he said, just by this offering a little bit of respect, they acquired some little Agyata Sukriti. And then later on, they all actually joined the Sankirtan movement. So we can see that this Sankirtan movement is all attractive. And it's actually imbued with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty. Srila Baladeva Vibhushan says that the Sankirtan movement in the material world is more attractive because of the darkness of ignorance of the Kali Yuga. It's like when you have something colorful in front of a dark background. It sticks out more. You can notice it more, right? So it's like that. When you go on Harinam, especially Saturday night Harinam in London, it's dark, and in the winter anyway, it's dark and miserable. And people are suffering, they're trying to enjoy intoxication, all these gay bars, so many things. But when they see the Harinam coming, it's like Vaikuntha, and they can't figure out who are these people. It's like they're amazing. People sometimes even stop and speak to the devotees and tell them their experience, what they're actually seeing, what they're actually experiencing by seeing the Harinam and seeing the devotees. Because it's like Vaikuntha coming down Chinatown. Right? So if it's so attractive, and this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty. So the Leela is still carrying on now, and we're all part of that. Gaura Leela. We're still part of it. And Lord Chaitanya is still here. And we can experience the same things that the devotees experienced when they were personally with Lord Chaitanya. Although they're very fortunate to be in that situation. But we can still experience the same thing now. It's not any different. It's the same. there's no difference. So this is the beautiful Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is so magnanimous, he's just giving it to everyone. Giving it to everyone. And therefore it is our duty to also develop that quality of magnificence. To develop that quality of giving Krishna to others. And Lord Chaitanya actually showed that giving and receiving are the same. The more you give, the more you get. Yeah. Actually, you get more if you're giving as well. It says, there's a very nice verse. It says, for one who has received the sidelong glance of Mahaprabhu, merging in the impersonal Brahman is like going to hell. And attaining a residence in the heavenly planets is like a phantasmagoria. And worshipping demigods like Shiva and Brahma, they become like insects. Although people may say, well, Shiva's not a demigod. Well, yeah, that's right, he's not. He is and he isn't. But still, what you get from Lord Gauranga is way more valuable. This is why devotees are so attractive. When you see devotees, they're so effulgent. I mean, I'm looking at here, you know, it's like looking at the sun. But we sometimes forget because we're constantly, you know, there's a saying, right? Familiarity breeds contempt, right? When you're in association with someone all the time, you kind of become over familiar, right? But people outside, when they see the devotees on Harinam coming, they're like, wow, what's going on here? This is amazing. Where are all these people coming from? Vaikuntha. Yes. And it said, then at the end of the verse, it says, the whole world becomes full of joy, appearing like a replica of Vaikuntha. And it's like that. So, the Lord is inclusive. He's not exclusive. We don't exclude anyone from getting the mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Haridas Thakur once a question. He said, how can the trees and plants be delivered? And Haridas Thakur replied that chanting loudly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will benefit the trees and plants and everyone. And Prahlad Maharaj says, those who chant loudly are 1,000 times more advanced than those who chant quietly to themselves. Because those who chant loudly, they're giving Krishna to everyone. And this way Krishna reciprocates. And he gives 1,000 times more to that person. So this is the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan movement means that Lord Chaitanya's mercy is such, his magnanimous nature is such that we don't keep anything to ourselves. And it's 100% sale for everyone. Everyone gets a piece of the cake. So are there any questions or do we have a discussion? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So you're talking about Audharya, right?
Hmm?
You're talking about Audharya Bhav? Distribution.
Audharya.
Yeah. So I've heard it more than once that in Krishna Leela, Madhurya is topmost, but categorically, even Audharya is considered even higher than Madhurya.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I've only heard it. I tried to find a reference. I didn't find any reference. Is there a reference for this?
I don't know the reference. Now. I've heard that. Audharya is higher. Why? But why is it higher? Because...
Because probably that's distribution of Madhurya.
Yeah, but Lord Chaitanya is experiencing the highest thing. He's experiencing Mahabhav from Srimati Radharani. And through that experience, he's giving it to everyone. I mean, of course, he's not giving Mahabhav, he's giving Prema. Mahabhav is only for Radharani. So Darya is higher than Madhurya. But I don't know, do you know a reference to me? Hare Krishna. Panchatattva, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. I'm just wondering, speaking about Lord Chaitanya in the mood of a servant, and the purport is describing how it's, these Gita Nagaris, they have the completely wrong conception of their worship of Lord Chaitanya.
Mm.
But then we install deities of Gurnitai, and we worship Lord Chaitanya. Practically, it seems very similar to how we worship Krishna. Here's maybe different because the presiding deities are Radha Gokula Nanda, but in some temples, just Lord Chaitanya is there, or Gurnitai. So perhaps could you explain how this sort of works?
Yeah. So you're saying that we also worship Lord Chaitanya in the mood of the Supreme. Not as a devotee. You can worship Lord Chaitanya. It's better to worship him in the mood of a devotee, because in that mood, Lord Chaitanya is more compassionate. But we understand that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we understand his mood. You know. And we don't disturb that mood. He's the Supreme, but he's come in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radha and Krishna are one, but then they become eternally separated, but then they come together as Lord Chaitanya again. I don't know any reference. Do you know anything? Reference? Could you say something?
So Prabhupada has taught us to worship Gaunata and Dasya, so that's why we worship them in altar. And the primary method of worshipping them is not Archan, it's the holy name. So when we sing, that's how they are primarily worshipped.
Yeah. Yes, so in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, that's where Bhaktivinoda Thakur says if you worship Lord Chaitanya in Dasya Bhav, then all the rasas can manifest. But the Gauranga Nagaris, their thing is they're trying to have a conjugal relationship with Lord Chaitanya, where they're like gopis and Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, which is very... Whereas we, like, if we worship Lord Gauranga as the Supreme, it's like his Mahaprakash Leela, which he actually himself was part of, you know, like Kipa Jaya, you know, when we sing Gaur Aarti, right? That's when Lord Chaitanya took the mood of he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead now. So it is there in his Leela, whereas I don't see anywhere in his Leela where he's in the mood of Krishna and he's enjoying his associates and who are like gopis. So, yeah.
Well, sometimes there's a controversy, and it should be put peacock feather on Lord Chaitanya or not. Right? But I think here we do. Yeah, anyway.
Hare Hare Krishna. What is the difference between Lord Chaitanya's mood of preaching? His aim was to spread the holy name and worship of deities. These two devotional activities help the devotee in two different ways.
Sorry, I don't understand your question for you. What's the difference between Lord Chaitanya?
Yeah, the difference between Lord Chaitanya preaching and the worship of deities.
Oh, the worship of deities.
Deities.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Pancharatrika Vidhi and there's Bhagavad Vidhi. But superior. Pancharatriki is following rules and regulations, and deity worship is part of that. And there's so many rules and regulations in Pancharatriki Vidhi. But superior to that is Bhagavat Vidhi, which means preaching Krishna consciousness. And that's Lord Chaitanya's mood. Lord Chaitanya didn't really ask his disciples so much to worship deities, even though they did have deities. But what Lord Chaitanya was asking the disciples to do mainly was to write books. You know, the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Ujjvala Nilamani, so many different books they wrote. And that was Lord Chaitanya's main focus. Not so much following rules and regulations and deity worship. Because, like you said earlier, we're not, in Kali Yuga, people are not so qualified to worship deities, at the beginning at least. And then a qualification comes later on. Then later on, as we become purified, then we can worship the deities. But Bhagavad Vidhi is superior in the sense that you're engaging everyone in Krishna consciousness. Like that. Does that answer your question?
Thank you, yes.
Okay, I think that's it. Hare Krishna. Jai.